The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kanan with Rose Gray. Rose, how are you today?
I am really good. It's sunny outside, and that always determines your mood, doesn't it?
Well, especially when you can get up in the sunshine. I got here, it was dark. So the sun is out now?
Yes, yeah, it's beautiful outside. Get ready for the snow tomorrow, kids.
Oh my goodness, it's that time of year. Time to escape. Time to get away. Okay. Do a little vacationing.
Yeah, why not? So. Or plan a vacation.
Yes.
That'll help your mood.
Exactly. When you have that trip to look forward to, it's such a difference in your winter.
Speaking from personal experience,
yes.
Mr. Kane.
Yes, exactly. So the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You can always call in or text in, ask questions of Rose, but let's talk about what's coming up on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. So it is Give the Gift of Disney. Now, I want to invite everybody to join us for this virtual event. It's the 16th of November. It's Tuesday. It's 6 p.m. And Frank Westfall, who is Mr. Disney, I honestly think he's related to Walt Disney because he's so passionate about Disney, is going to join us along with a couple of members of our Disney Dream Team. So this is going to be so much fun. We're going to talk about giving the gift of Disney for the holidays. We want you to be able to do that, but it's not just that. It's what's new at Disney. What are the protocols at Disney? What's it like to, you know, the fast passes are gone. What are they called now? How do I buy them? You know, as I was driving in today, I was thinking to myself, 2 years ago this December, so just about 3 weeks from now, 2 years ago, I took my grandson to Disney. I've been in this business a very long time. I booked Disney for other people many years ago.
Right.
I started planning my own Disney trip. It was overwhelming. I reached out to one of our Disney Dream Team. I swear, paid the fee and got them to do the work for me. It's a nominal fee. What's cool about it is if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, under vacation travel, there is a tab for Disney vacations, and they will tell you what they will do for you. You can meet the Disney Dream Team, but they'll also tell you what the planning services include.
Okay.
And they did it all. They told me what rides to go to first. They told me what restaurants I needed reservations for. They made the reservations. It's phenomenal. Again, like I said, I'm a pretty smart person, and I couldn't handle it. I think about these people that sit in front of the screen for hours on end planning it. And if you like that, hey, great. But oh my gosh.
If you don't plan ahead and you just show up at Disney, you're going to waste so much time and wish you would have planned ahead because you're going to stand in line here, you're going to stand in line there. You're not going to get the full experience.
Exactly. So you do not want to miss this. If Disney is in your future, even within the next 24 months, this is something you won't want to miss. So you RSVP online, foxworldtravel.com. Under resources tab, you will find vacation travel shows and events. And there you will find the upcoming virtual event, which is Give the Gift of Disney. You will also find recorded shows, the World Tour Showcase, On Stage Alaska, several others. And so we're going to keep those up for a while as well. And you can bet this Disney will probably be on there. But why not do it live? Get the full effect. This is going to be great. And it's going to put you in the mood.
A full hour of talking travel. Get your calls in. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. Rose Gray from Fox World Travel here to take your calls. It is a Fox World Travel show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm just going to let this play a bit.
Oh, thanks, Isaac.
Yes, perfect. We are talking Disney today on the Fox World Travel Show. My name's Dayton Kane. Of course, Rose Gray always here. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Disney, like I said before, if you're not planning ahead, you're wasting money and time. Like, you have to have a game plan going into that.
Oh, so that was from Toy Story,
yes.
Right? Okay. If you just show up and you don't have anything reserved or planned, as I was mentioning, 2 years ago, I did this, and my Disney Dream Team specialist said, "You're going in 90 days. You have nothing planned. We've got to get to work on this." I said, "Really?"
3 months ahead. Yeah. You got to have it planned out.
And there were several restaurants we couldn't get in.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. So it's Disney week at Fox World Travel. So all of our offices are open with the exception of our Oshkosh office and our Green Bay office. The other offices are all open. All week is Disney week. There are going to be fun giveaways, there's going to be decorations, there's going to be an opportunity for you to stop in and do some photos and just a lot of fun stuff. So even if Disney is in your future and you just want to talk to somebody, meet somebody, whatever, get in the mood, it's Disney week. It's Disney
nice.
Week. And then after you come off of the virtual event on Tuesday, we anticipate Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, our offices are going to be busy because people are going to be rushing in, because if you book something by the 30th of November, there is some prizes and special gifts for you.
So incentive there.
Yes.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Call in with your questions. Text in if you need to do it that way. It is World Kindness Day, so we'll be very kind when
we will
talk to you. We always are.
We will be kind.
Not just because it's World Kindness Day. So when we get into this time of year and the sleet starts coming down like it has the last couple days, we do start looking forward to a vacation and trying to get away from Wisconsin. So what are some of the trips that you guys have going on currently that we should be looking at?
So what I want to remind everybody is that with Easter being as late as it is this year, I think in 2022, if you look, it's the 17th of April.
Okay.
Spring breaks are all over the board. So that's good in some respects, because
spreads it out, less traffic.
But we are finding out this pent-up demand for travel is crazy. I have a number which I'm not going to share because I want to make sure I'm 100% correct on it, but the charter space with our good friends at ALG, Apple Leisure Group, which we've got charter space out of Milwaukee to Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Cancun, Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, is selling very well. So the space is super, super limited right now. So if you're still hoping to get on one of those nonstop charters out of Milwaukee, it's time to make these calls and start looking at your opportunities. If your dates are firm and fixed, it's that last week of March, which
right.
tends to be a lot of people's spring breaks, the availability is disappearing minute by minute. So you don't want to miss out on this. We can give you information about what the COVID protocols are at various resorts. We can tell you which resorts are charging for COVID tests, which ones are still giving complimentary COVID tests. We can tell you what their procedures are in the event that you test positive, which ones are giving you a reduced rate, which ones are still giving complimentary stays if you test positive. So all of that information, rather than having you weed through that, we have it at our fingertips. And I can't say one destination is more popular right now than the others. I mean, Mexico, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, those are the three spots that we've got nonstop charter service to, and that's where people are going. So
I know during the pandemic for a couple of years, a year and a half there, some of these resorts had cut down staff because there just wasn't people going to them. Are we fully staffed at this point that you've been hearing? Is the service the same?
I would say not fully staffed, because not all of the resorts are going to be at 100% capacity. Not only is that still being controlled somewhat by the government, but more importantly, these resorts also have to keep areas of their resort open for these COVID people that might test positive. So we are hearing great things about the service simply because these people are falling all over you because they're so glad to see people back. So they're doing a great job in that regard. Each one of these resorts may have something that isn't completely fully functioning. We have heard that some of the spas have reduced hours. We have heard that some of the restaurants have just shut down for one day a week so they can move those people over to the other restaurants and give you better service in the ones that are open.
That makes sense.
But again, we know these things, and this is why you reach out to a travel professional.
And with limited capacity, I might not have to get up at 5 a.m. to put my towel on a chair to save my spot at the pool.
Wouldn't that be great? We're going to hope that just plain goes away.
I love that every way about halfway through the week, you get the card on the thing. Hey, don't put your towels out and you're not going to be there before the
anyway, exactly. Don't stuff. Be that guy. It's National Kindness Day.
All right. We are going to talk to Mary here in Kansasville. Looks like she's going to France, Mary. Is that right?
Yes.
Lucky you.
Yes. And Rose, I have talked with you on the show in the past, and you have been a big part of my being able to do that.
So
thank you for that. And what you are saying about Disney, I've gone with my family throughout years. We've been blessed. And yes, especially now with it's an investment to go there and having the help to make that go smoothly. I do agree. Professionals in that right now can just make it so much smoother and enjoyable. It is a lot. So I embrace you in bringing that to the table.
Thank you.
Personally, I don't know what the world is. I know you don't know what the world is, but right now, what do you think of France in the spring? I've worked with Martha out of Brookfield. Is she still there?
She is still there, and you probably know that she lived in France for a long time.
And I found that so helpful in understanding the nuances and what would be fun. So what do you think about a 2-week, if it's possible, kind of booking through her with her help, Paris for a few days, maybe 4, and then somewhere else to explore? We've already gone to the south and loved it. Nice, Brest, that area.
Have you been to Normandy?
I have not. I'm not sure. I have not. I'm not sure if that's going to be that trip with her. It would probably be with my husband. This is a 30-something-year-old daughter loving castles. That type of thing.
So you have been to you've been to Burgundy and Provence area.
I've been to the Grasse.
Okay.
Where they have the room in the south and Paris.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay. So there's an area called the Rhone Valley that is just beautiful. And then there's another area which is called the Loire Valley, L-O-I-R-E. And that's going to be a little bit more north of Paris. And do you enjoy drinking wine?
I do, but it's, we would probably like to, yes.
Yeah.
especially the small made. Yeah, I'm not going to say no. I'm out of my mind.
No. So
yeah, and the growing and grapes and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. So in both of those regions, I envision when you say castles and old buildings and things like that. That in both of those areas are some very beautiful castle-like, palace-like buildings that would add to the ambiance. So that's a beautiful place. So you've been to Nice, you've been to Lyon, you've been to Marseille. In that area, that French Riviera area?
Yes, because that's where our flight left from was Nice.
Yep.
And yes, the challenges get to be with exploring the castle, the nuances of getting there, booking the travel. We've had Fox World set up the people that pick you up in your hotel, and they literally are there 5 minutes when they say they would be, and it just made it so much nicer.
We work with a lot of destination management companies. I've used that term a couple of times recently. We just call them lovingly DMCs, where we can customize anything. We can include train travel, but we can also have private cars. We can have people waiting for you and all that kind of a thing. So my advice to you, spring in Paris, my gosh, they wrote a song about it. It's so wonderful. So I would reach out to Martha. She's there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. 866 Go Fox Go. Whoever you get can transfer you to Martha. She's the perfect person to help you customize a perfect France trip.
That sounds really encouraging, I think in the past I may have been afraid to spend the money on like a destination management, but now with not wanting to take a car and drive myself, it's worth not worrying about that. And how do you get to, you know, some of those smaller places that are so fun, but the taxi service is different. So I thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Give Martha a call.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Good luck on your trip to France. That sounds amazing. We do need to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Disney Week at Fox World Travel.
Hey, I have to say, we got the band together today.
I know.
For the first time in a month, Alex, Dayton, me, and Isaac...
All here.
It's
amazing.
More than a month, right? Because he was out. I was hosting with you last time I was in here. So it's
more
been a while.
It's been a long time.
So. Hi, guys.
Glad we're all here. We are going to talk to Alex in just a minute, but give us a 30-second rundown on how we get a hold of Fox World Travel.
So foxworldtravel.com. I can never stop bragging about this amazing website. They keep it up to date. They keep it fresh. They keep it new. It's user-friendly. I love this website. I'm biased, but I do. 866-GO-FOX-GO. That's easy enough to remember. That's a number that can get you to somebody at Fox World Travel 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And I encourage you now to realize what we've been through in the past 20 months, what you remember about sitting on hold when you were looking for a refund, trying to figure out what COVID requirements were for your destination, all of those things that took time out of your day. Use a travel professional, please.
I can't imagine going without one. So let's jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Alex Crow, good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Disney Week at Fox World Travel. You can go into their locations. They'll be all decorated out and be able to hook you up with your Disney information that you need. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We do have some Disney questions on the text line here. Gary from Maguanago asks, will your Disney Week include information and opportunities on the Disney Cruise Line?
Yes, some. They've slowly started re-sailing again. And so Frank knows everything Disney. He doesn't know just Disney World. It's Disneyland. It's Euro Disney in Paris. Disney in Japan, Disney Cruise. Frank knows Disney. So this will be your opportunity to ask questions of Frank as well.
So that is Tuesday at 6 o'clock. You can register at foxworldtravel.com.
Perfect.
So we have another question here from the 262. My wife and I are planning a vacation to Disney in mid-June 2022. Wondering what type of weather we can expect. Also, do you have an opinion on the Pop Century, Riverside, and Coronado hotels?
Yeah, so the Pop Century is one of their... affordable properties. You have to decide, I guess, where in Disney you want to be located, because you look at a map of Disney, what is some crazy acreage? I mean, you can't even imagine.
It's like a city
right. And so you have to kind of decide, like, this resort happens to be closer to Epcot, and this resort happens to be closer to Magic Kingdom, and where do I want to be, and that kind of a thing. And many people will tell us, when they're talking about Disney accommodations, it just doesn't matter because we're going to leave our room at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. every morning at the latest, and we're not coming back until evening.
Right.
If that's true, then your accommodations don't matter. But if you are staying on Disney property, remember, you get to use the Disney transportation system. If your group of people includes little people who sometimes need a little break from the park, it's great to be able to come back and have a wonderful pool and a little downtime, and you will spend some time in your room. So those are things to consider. But there is not a bad resort at Disney. There really and truly is not.
And what is the weather like in June in Florida?
I think it's going to be hot. Yep. I mean, I've been at Disney many, many times in my life throughout the year. I do remember one July, it was so incredibly hot that I happened to be pregnant at the time, so that probably didn't help, but that it was in the 90s in July. So I do know that in June it's going to be it will be a moderate, but, you know, it's hot here sometimes in June. So
staying on the Florida front, Aaron from West Bend has a question here. Good morning, Aaron. What's your question for Rose?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And Rose, I love your show, and also WTMJ, I love your shows. You have wonderful shows, and I listen to Rose, of course, every Saturday. I had a question about Florida, and I'm hoping that you can help me out. We're going to Legoland for a couple of days with the family. I have two boys, 5 and 10 years old.
Fun.
So we pretty much have that planned, right? But then we're going for 2 days on the West Coast in Sanibel Island. We have a hotel booked there. And I was wondering if you had any ideas what we can do around that area, if it's within a 45-minute distance, maybe, because we are renting a car as a family.
You know, Sanibel Island of itself is fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. There are kitschy little shops and fun little restaurants and all of that kind of thing. So do you feel like you need to have some kind of an amusement park type activity for them, or are you okay with a little bit of downtime?
I think I'm okay with downtime or even travel time if we have to travel, let's say, I don't know, 20 minutes, half hour away just to go somewhere, but not amusement park, because Legoland, I think, is going to pretty much... it's going to be 2 days of amusement park. So.
Yeah. Sanibel Island is just a very, very mellow, laid back. Beaches are phenomenal. Shelling is by far some of the best shelling in all of Florida is on Sanibel Island. So, you know, you can go exploring just on the beach itself. So I unless you really feel like you need to entertain them, you may just use that time to really hang out outdoors and explore all that Sanibel has to offer.
Okay, one more question. If I want to visit a city with a family one of those days, you know, maybe take a half a day, which one would you recommend so we don't have to spread out too much? I know Fort Myers is around there. What else is there?
Naples.
Sarasota, it's a little further.
Yep. Naples is close to that.
Uh-huh.
If I was going to go, I would go to Naples because I'm a little bougie like that. But Naples is a beautiful, beautiful city with, again, it's what you're looking for. I mean, they've got great shopping. They've got great restaurants. They've got, it's a very, it's a high-end city, but very laid out. It's very clean and laid out very pedestrian.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great weekend. Yeah. Let's jump over to Patrick in Greendale. Patrick, what's your question?
Hi, Rose. I, in the late 70s and all the way to the late 80s, I used to travel to Acapulco a lot, sometimes with a friend or myself. Even a couple times I volunteered to chaperone a school group. And then it was getting seedy, so I switched my personal trips over to Puerto Vallarta or Zihuatanejo. And we're not all-inclusive people, though. I like to go and find restaurants myself and eat at. So I started to think about, well, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to go back and check with Acapulco. And we used to stay at the Copacabana. And I was going to see, do you think, has it improved? It was getting seedy, so that's why we stopped going.
And it really has cleaned up nicely, but... I don't know that it's there yet. I think what you're remembering from back in the day, it's not there yet. I talked to some people when I was in Cancun at a Mexican tourism conference that I was at, and they are trying very hard to bring it back. But I think, truth be told, right now, Zihuatanejo / Ixtapa and Puerto Vallarta would give you a more comfortable feeling regard to safety and things like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Right. Thanks, Patrick. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. I'm Dayton Kane. Of course, Rose Gray here from Fox World Travel answering all your questions. We do have a couple of more texts to get to, but we'd love to hear your voice as well. Give us a call. It's WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 946. My name's Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray taking your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line at 855-616-1620. Going to jump over to Burlington and Eileen. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. My family, 6 adults and 3 children, we're planning a trip to Gatlinburg for next summer to celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. And we would like to know what the best way to book housing, if we go through, say, a Chamber of Commerce, or would we go through a travel agent, or just go out there and try and find the best through the Chamber of Commerce or whatever.
So there are a couple of ideas.
Hello?
Why not?
There you go.
A couple of ideas. A little technical glitch there. So everybody, would you like to have everybody in like one house or one condo or one unit? Okay. So Vrbo, V-R-B-O, is an very, very good source for that kind of a thing. Airbnb would be another source for that kind of a thing. And your Chamber of Commerce idea is also a very good idea. There is a website that is called TN, as in Tennessee, vacation.com that has unbelievable amounts of information, probably too much information for you, but it's a good resource to help you through that process of planning Tennessee in general. So it's got everything. It's got the entire state, so you've got to weed through it a little bit. But I agree, right now, after what we've been through the last 20 months, family vacations where everybody gets to stay in one house and play together and cook together and hang together is an unbelievably great idea. So those are my resources that I use for my family trips. So Vrbo, VRBO.com, used to be an affiliate of HomeAway, and now it's just called Vrbo. I've been told to call it Vrbo, not VRBO. And Airbnbs are good options as well. You can read all about them. I like Vrbo because you get to find out who owns the property. You can sometimes talk to the person who owns the property. One time many years ago, I had an issue with the pool, and I called the owner and they sent somebody over to fix it instantly. One time I needed to work while I was at this house. They gave me a Wi-Fi password that didn't work. I called the owner. That was fixed instantly. So it's reputable, it's safe, and it's a good way to book housing for families that want to stay together.
Excellent. Thank you so
You're
much.
All right, welcome.
Eileen. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy that. That's fun.
855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We have been COVID-free up until this next question off the text line. We have not talked about restrictions all hour. It's been refreshing, but we'll get a question here coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
What's this from?
I don't know. What is this from? It's reminding us that we should also tell you that Fox World Travel is a full-service travel agency and doesn't only book Disney, but books everything.
Is that what it is? Like, I'm trying. Is this from a Disney movie? Isaac,
it's from Italy.
There you go.
Lady and the Tramp, we'll say.
Lady and the Tramp. There you go.
All right. Final question here on the text line before we talk more Disney stuff. Flying to Canada, do I take my COVID test 72 hours before my first flight leaves, before my connecting flight leaves, before a scheduled arrival? How does that work when you have to take your COVID test?
Before you board your first flight, because those are the people that are going to look at it to board you on that aircraft.
So that is the, for everybody traveling, that's the rule. It's the, before you get on that first flight.
Yep.
Okay.
So there may be a few exceptions if you're making connections in Europe. So that'll be, there'll be an asterisk on that particular comment. But yes, you want to do it 72 hours before you board your first flight.
Okay, so we know it's Disney week at Fox World Travel this week. If we go into your offices, we're going to see all kinds of decor. Does somebody have to wear the big Mickey head, or is
They'll
that not happening?
Probably do that. I know there will be ears.
Ears,
there
for
will
sure.
be ears. So I got a text from one of our office managers who said Kim, who's one of our Disney experts, is at Disney right now staying at the Art of Animation and eating and drinking at the Epcot Food and Wine event. You should all be following our Facebook posts to see her pictures.
Oh, so you can follow through virtually.
Exactly. Yes.
So what does that mean, Art of Animation?
It's a very cool resort. Oh. So it's, you know how you remember how Walt Disney had this little steamship Mickey and then how he morphed into what he morphed into. Well, this is all about all of that and then and more.
See, now that sounds fascinating to me. Very I've been to Disney so. 3 times and I'm like, I think I'm good until my granddaughter needs to go at some point.
Yes.
But that sounds cool.
It is all very cool. You know, there's one thing you can always say when you're at Disney or when you're returning home from your Disney vacation, Disney does it right.
Oh, yeah,
there's
for sure.
very few mess ups when you go to Disney.
Yeah. Well,
from Disney's perspective, right?
So tell us what's going on Tuesday again.
Yes. So it's Tuesday night. It's at 6 p.m. Frank Westfall, our representative from Disney, all things Disney, will be joining several members of our Disney Dream Team, and we will be doing Give the Gift of Disney. But don't let that stop you from joining. If you're not giving Disney to somebody for this holiday season, please join us anyway, because we are going to give you information about protocol, information about what's open, information about how to move forward. Certainly, we are going to be bragging about the fabulous Disney Dream Team that we've got on staff at Fox World Travel. If you want to learn more about the Disney Dream Team, under the travel tab on our website, foxworldtravel.com, you will find Disney Vacations. And when you go there, you will find something that says Meet the Dream Team. And that's your opportunity to scroll through and meet Gail and Chelsea and Bree and Brooke and Katie and Kim and Brenda and all of our Dream Team. These people love, I do use that word because I mean it, love Disney. They have a passion for Disney, and they can help you plan this trip if you lack that passion.
FoxWorldTravel.com, also where you're going to find that registration for the Give the Gift of Disney webinar that's going on. Let's see, it's under resources, and then vacation travel shows and events. That's where you're going to find
it. So that. Dayton found it that easily
yes,
on his
I
side.
Yes, if I can find it, anybody can find
there
it.
There you go. But as I mentioned, we've talked a lot about Disney today, but we also want to remind you that we are your full-service travel agency. So vacation travel, business travel, meetings, incentives travel, destination weddings. We've got somebody right now from our destination wedding team in Maui learning about destination weddings that can be offered to our customers on that fabulous island. So if you can dream it, we can help you.
And most of the offices are open now.
With the exception of the Oshkosh office and the Green Bay office. And we've made arrangements. So, for example, if you normally went to the Oshkosh office, your favorite travel advisor from that office is currently at our Appleton office. That's
okay.
Just a short drive. And if your favorite Green Bay travel advisor happens to right now be at the DePere office. And so soon we will have, those will be open, and then we'll be at full staff, full capacity. Right now it's just those two. So you want to stop in Sheboygan, you want to stop in at Greenfield, Brookfield, Fond du Lac, DePere, and see what they've got up their sleeve. I saw the stuff in the back room at two of the offices. I wanted to take some of it, and I know they'll be giving it out. So,
and how many freebies do you get all the time? So if it was intriguing to you, it has to be good stuff.
Absolutely. So we'd love for you to just stop by, say hi, ask questions. And even if your Disney plans are not for 2023 2024, it's never too early to start that Disney planning process.
Exactly. On the last minute here, did you hear that Aaron Rodgers is going over to the Vikings? Did you see that news?
No.
Okay. It is started rumored day, so I'm trying to see if I can get that to take and get people listening and talking about it. But no, that's not really happening.
Okay,
but.
And I just got a message. Oshkosh opens November 29th.
Here we go. We're right, almost full capacity at that point.
So awesome. That was a good rumor. Now, you know that's going to go viral.
Yeah,
we're
right.
We're going to have big time problems.
Nobody's listening to Dayton Kane when it comes to sporting news.
All right, so
for sure.
If Aaron Rodgers is playing on Sunday, what is your prediction for that game?
I think we got to win.
Okay.
I think he's got a bigger chip on his shoulder now, and he's going to take us all the way.
And Russell Wilson still got an owie on his finger or something?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I
don't know. So I have a little surprise. I'm going to be jetting off on Monday morning to go visit a brand new resort. So when I see all of you next week, Saturday, I am going to have some exciting new news about a resort that opened up November 1st.
Nice.
Yes.
Always good stuff coming. Thank you, Rose, for your time
Great.
And your commitment every week. It is time to wrap it up. Alex Crow, and the Fox World Travel Show is done. We'll get the news, and then we'll get the Annex Wealth Management team in here with Money Talks on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.